Thank you. One last poem from The Blues Don't Change. You would think the most natural thing in the world would be for a black poet to write about the blues. Yet when I go to blues festivals or go to blues clubs or go to blues performances, I find myself to be just among a handful of black people who are there. And so you think about this and you say, now what is this all about? This is a description of a very exceptional evening. James Cotton, he'd call himself a harp player, harp meaning mouth harp, harmonica. It was just one of those evenings where everything fell into place. And I was catching his band at a place called Keystone up in the Bay Area. And it inspired me to try to write a poem about the blues, really trying to explain at that moment how I felt about it or what I had learned about it. The James Cotton Band at Keystone. And the blues, I tell you, they blew up on target, blew the roof right off, and went whistling skyward, starward, stilling every zooming one of us, mojoed in the room that night, that instant, that whenever it was. Torn inside at first, we all got turned out, twisting in a blooming space where afternoon and evening fused like Adam with Eve. The joyful urge to cry mushroomed into a blinding cloudburst of spirit wired for sound, then atomized into one long, thunderous, cooling downpour. What ceased to be was now, and now, and now. Time, somehow, was what the blues froze tight like an underground pipe before busting it loose in glad explosions, a blast that shattered us, ice, flow, and all. The drift of what we'd been began to shift, dragging us neither upstream nor down, but lifting us safe and high above the very storm that only flashing moments ago we'd been huddling in for warmth. Melted at last, liquefied, we became losers to the blues and victors, both. Now that he'd blown us away with his shout, this reigning brown-skinned wizard, wise to the ways of alchemy, squeezed new life back into us by breathing through cracks in our broken hearts, coaxing and choking while speaking in tongues that fork and bend like the watery peripheries of time. A crime no more punishable than what the dreaming volcano does, waking up from what it was. Believe me, the blues can be volatile too. But the blues don't bruise, they only renew.